You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Hello, welcome to show number 20. My name is Brendan Sinclair, and it is April 5, 2006. And as always, I'm joined by the wonderful Ms. Tina Goodman. Ms. Goodman, lovely to have you along.
Hi, Brendan, and hi, everyone out there.
On today's show, we'll be talking about online advertising. It is becoming bigger than Ben-Hur. Do you know how big online advertising is, Tina Goodman?
Well, I remember you telling me before that it's overtaking print advertising in the UK.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's massive.
Yeah, that is huge. Imagine how much print, how well established print media is. Because just data released by the UK Internet Advertising Bureau, the total online ad expenditure in the UK for 2005 was £1.4 billion, which is $3.4 billion here in Australia, and be what, $2.5 billion US. A 65.5% increase on 2004. That's just absolutely colossal.
The print companies must be just panicking.
They're getting one small benefit from it, and that benefit, really their only glimmer of hope, is the fact that their newspaper online classified advertising is going through the roof. But that's about all. In Australia, the classified advertising online was up 51% last year. So it's that's really their only glimmer of hope.
Well, if they start adapting, though, and charging people subscriptions for reading the newspaper online, do you think that'll work?
No, I reckon keep the newspapers free online. Print the whole thing online. I mean, why wouldn't you? Because all you want to do is people to read your content. Because once you've got people reading your content, then they can see the ads. And then you can charge more for your classified advertising.
I guess so. It doesn't cost them anything to stick it up online.
No, exactly.
You'll get the print anyway.
No, you'll get the feature stories up there. I mean, God, newspapers don't make their money by selling the newspapers.
Yeah,
they make the money from the advertisers. So it's crazy. And I can understand why online advertising is just about to overtake print and radio advertising. It's because it's accountable. We've done print ads for clients and for ourselves, which sometimes have absolutely very little result whatsoever. And it's because the print rep will come in and say, hey, we've got 100,000 readership, we do this, that and the other, and you put your ad in. And it's 100,000 people who read the ad, and you're paying for each of those people. But it might be only 100 that are actually interested in your product at that time. Because when you look at it, pay-per-click advertising, such as Google AdWords and Overture, is the absolute, or not quite the absolute perfect, but a brilliant way to advertise. Because if you're interested in buying a Toyota Camry motor vehicle and you search online, at the exact moment that you're looking to buy is the exact moment that you see the ad, is the exact moment that you're reading their website. So the only thing I can see that is a better business model than that in terms of accountability, because as an advertiser, you want your marketing expenditure to be accountable. The only thing that I can see that's better than that is pay per action, so that basically everyone becomes an affiliate, so that if you visit a website and click on an ad and then you happen to buy, then the publisher of that ad gets a commission, which is just affiliate marketing. And for those who aren't familiar with affiliate marketing is, have a look at SEObookReview.com. I'll just pump up one of my sites. SEObookReview.com is where I do a review on a search engine optimization book, a bloody good book. And at the end, it clicks through to the website and you can decide whether to buy the book or not. Now, people who click through the website and buy the book, I make, I can't remember, $25, $30 a book on each of those sales, and that's affiliate. That's an affiliate commission. I get the commission because I'm affiliated with that site and I've sent the visitor over, so that's what an affiliate is. And that's the only thing that I could see that would be better than pay per click would be pay per action. What are your thoughts on this, Tina? That was quite a speech, wasn't it?
That was quite a speech.
Have you ever taken pay per click ads?
No, I haven't. I've thought about it many times, but I haven't actually gone through and tried anything really.
Yeah, well, the other thing that you've got to consider as a person who's got a website is, with this enormous online advertising increase, there's potential for you and me and anybody with a website to make money through the publisher networks like Google AdSense, for instance. So what happens?
Well, it's such a low entry cost. Yes. Yeah, then exactly. You can fool around and you can try things, and if they're not working, then you can change them and you can track what works and what doesn't. You can't track print like that.
No, exactly. It's just a beautiful, beautiful business model and how that works. And I think I mentioned in the podcast before, you have a website. Let's say your website is about cigars. What you do is you get some code from, you'd sign up for a Google AdSense account. You get the code from Google. You put it into your page, and on your cigar pages, relevant advertisements come up. So that someone visits your web page, reads all about cigars, sees the ad, clicks on the ad, and Google basically splits the commission with you 50-50. So if that was a dollar per click, because the ad's on your website, you get 50 cents and Google gets 50 cents, which is a great way for small sites or even large sites to monetize their web content and actually make it pay for them. Well, so let's have a look at the opportunities that are out there right now. For web developers like us, the opportunities are numerous. Number one, we have got the opportunity to sell our expertise with Google AdWords to people who want to advertise on with pay-per-click advertising. So that we say to them, okay, for a percentage commission rate on your advertising expenditure, we'll manage it, we'll write the creative, we'll develop landing pages for your website. That is where someone clicks on a Toyota Camry, they go straight to your Toyota Camry page, and you can test all sorts of different pages. It's quite a complex and sophisticated way to manage AdWords campaigns. So that's one way as a web developer that we can increase an income stream or
I
add
really
an
like
income stream.
How in a creative position you can actually back it up with numbers. Like if you're developing an ad for TV or an ad for print, then you can't really say, yes, this was a successful ad because of this and this and this.
That's why
you have numbers to back it up, really.
Yeah, that's why the advertising reps always crap on about your branding benefits and that, because they can't justify their high costs on what's actually been the measurable result. Because
like you can if it's a runaway success, but otherwise if it's just a medium success, then you can't. How can you tell?
Yeah, it's
almost,
especially
for small business.
Yeah, and small business, they haven't got big budgets and you can't afford to waste money, so you've really got to quantify it, and you can do that with AdWords. Okay, so let's get back to that. So number one, there's potential income stream for web developers because they can add pay-per-click advertising expertise to the product offering to the potential clients. And with 65% growth, it is a huge market and it's getting bigger, and if you're good at it, then you'll make good money. The other way is obviously that web developers can benefit from this growth is by developing their own websites and putting together websites with content on there and apply things like Google AdSense so that they can get a cut of the number of people out there clicking on advertisements. I've seen reports of people making, you know, with a one-person site or a guy with his wife working from home making $10,000 a day with Google AdSense.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, 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 crazy. And that website, I don't make this stuff up, you know. I've got the facts to back it up.
No, I believe you. I'm sure that there are some successes like that.
That one is one called plentyoffish.com, which is a dating website. And if you want to read an interview with a guy, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, go and have a look at Andrew Johnson's web publishing blog, I think it is, .com. webpublishingblog.com. If not, just search for Andrew Johnson's blog. It has an interview with the guy who developed that site. So there's two very easy ways for web developers to make more money. Number one, become pay-per-click experts and offer that to clients and say, we'll run your Google AdWords campaign and we'll take a commission of your spend. 15% of your spend is how most people do it. So if the client spends $1,000 on Google AdWords for the month, you get $150 as your fee. And then, of course, the other way is to develop websites for yourself, lots of content, put on the Google AdSense and generate a little bit of money that way. Okay, so we'll wrap it up right there. If you have any questions about online advertising, of course, contact us at tailoredpodcast.com. You'll see our contact details. You can Skype us on.
You can Skype us on Tailored.
And our phone number is, I'm just testing.
Our phone number is +61 7 55 98 48 98.
Very good. And all of our contact details are over there on Tailored Podcast. So thanks for tuning in. On Friday's show on the 7th, we'll be looking at cash flow, how to increase your cash flow quickly if you're having a bit of a cash flow crisis. Thanks again, Tina, for coming on in. Actually, you didn't have very far to come, did you? About 8 metres from your office to the boardroom.
About 8 metres. Maybe 9.
And you're still whinging about that, weren't you? Going, oh, how come I have to walk so far back and press the record button? You're like the unfittest chick I know. You're unbelievable.
I'm not a star athlete like you.
I am an athlete, aren't I? I am an athlete. Thanks for listening, and bye, Tina, and bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Speak to you on Friday.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix is brought to you by TaylorPodcast.com, where you get expert advice on all things business.